On Sundays, if you're a regular 2SER listener, you know we've got a trio of amazing shows, all encouraging you to think. Think Sustainability is the one that looks at, well, surprise, surprise, sustainability. And its host, Jake Morecambe. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are
you? He joins me in the studio.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready to discuss sustainable futures.
Let's talk sustainability and sustainable futures. And let's talk what you've been working on recently.
Well, over the course of this year, if you might have listened, you'd notice that I've done my fair share of animal programs.
Yes.
I've also done a couple, not too many, kind of centered on the insect world. And so this week, I just kind of went a little bit bananas. And seeing as it's summertime, we're getting into hot weather here, I'm like, what insects are coming around and what exactly am I going to have to be swatting for the next couple of months or so? But this week, I found out some really interesting facts about insects and all that sort. I spoke to an entomologist, which is a fancy term for someone who studies insects.
Or bug fancier.
Bug fantasies. I don't know what you're into. But this week, this guy, Bryce Peters, he's an entomologist. And you don't hear kind of this enthusiasm this often. Take a listen to this.
I like cockroaches. In fact, cockroaches are my favourite insect.
Why?
Because I've worked with them for such a long time and I have this great respect for them. Cockroaches have probably existed in the form they're in now for over 300 million years. You have to respect them for their adaptability.
You said that you respect them, but does that mean you like them or you just kind of respect what they are?
Yeah, I like them. They're interesting creatures. I think some of the pest cockroaches are handsome insects.
Handsome?
You know, yeah, they got the Australian cockroach. It's Periplaneta australaceae. They have some really nice yellow markings on the pronotum, but people are repulsed by them. But no, I quite like them.
I don't think I've ever heard someone describe a cockroach as handsome. I think I should also clarify that the pronotum is kind of like the head. So you've got like the abdomen area, which I think is called the thorax, and then you've got what would be their head coming from down the top.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's just talking about the lovely features on the head of the Australian
cockroach. Who does not love a well-designed pronotum?
And the reason I'm doing this as well is because insects are massive parts of the food chain as well.
The food chain, the biome, the whole works.
Absolutely everything. And cockroaches too, like we went on to talk on with Bryce, is they get such a bad rap because they're supposedly dirty and everyone has a fear of them because they're creepy, crawly, they can fly too, which completely freaks me out. But then they're vectors for disease. So a lot of the time there might not be too many germs around, so they might not actually be transporting everything, like anything.
Right.
They might just be kind of wandering around doing their own thing, but it doesn't mean that they're 100% foolproof. But we go on to talk about all the other sorts of insects that you're going to see over the course of the summer as well, like mosquitoes, flies. And I found out why flies land on your face all the time.
Okay, why?
Do you really want me to disclose this?
I really want to disclose
right
this
now?
Information. Oh, give me a hint at the very least.
Oh, how am I going to give a hint about this? I'm just going to come out and say it. The reason they land on your face is because they're soaking up your tears and your sweat as a source of water.
How delicious.
They're just having a little bit of a feast on your face right there. So just know that you're providing for flies. But again, not so bad. So you should check out the show.
Absolutely. It's the mosquitoes that are always going to be the absolute botherment to end all botherments in a Sydney summer.
And like, I guess, mythology says, they do go after certain people. They go after certain chemicals in the skin too. It's not just, oh, like, they love my hairy arm here. They're going to come nestle themselves in. It's different skin chemicals that they're attracted to. So if you get a lot of bites and your friend doesn't, it's probably because that you are tastier to them.
That is absolutely incredible. I always thought that was a bit of a myth. It's so nice to actually have that proven.
Yeah, thanks, mosquitoes. Not.
Not at all. So that, of course, you're going to be wrapping up soon, aren't you? All the Think programs are taking a bit of a break.
Yeah. Yeah, this, I think that we've only got a couple left. I think that we might be wrapping up on the 18th of December, which is a full season of 40 episodes of Think Sustainability. So if you haven't checked out any of them, they are available as a podcast. Just go into your podcast app, Think Sustainability, and I reckon do a bit of a binge over the summer until we're back next year.
You beat me to the punch. I was going to suggest that exact thing.
Binge, binge.
Binge, binge, binge. Jake, thank you very much.
Thank you.